Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. Now joined by manager Adonis Smith, as always. And AD, thank you for some time. Second half starts today, and it feels like this is a good refresh for this team. So how nice is it to get to this point in the season where now the records are 0-0 once again?
It feels great. Honestly, I think we come into this with a lot of momentum, a lot of great play, and it's just time for us to put everything we've done this year together.
I know the first half of this week against Myrtle Beach has been tough, but over the last few weeks, this team has shown some very promising potential on the field. Even go back to the Augusta series a few weeks ago on the road. It was really a series where this team showed how good this team can be. So how can this team get back to that form regularly?
Honestly, it's just a day-to-day process. It's just them believing in themselves and the work they put in daily, and that they continue to have belief once they leave the workday and step on the field. I mean, these guys can play. It's just now it's up to them to start understanding the work they put in daily. I have confidence in myself, and let's go make a play.
This is a pretty energetic group. I know they're very confident and competitive. So for them to get to this point and have a chance to hit the reset button, how are they feeling about it?
They're feeling great. A lot of positive talk around the clubhouse, a lot of eagerness to continue to, you know, like you said, like a refresh, like a restart, but to continue the process that we've built up into now and they're just putting together.
What have you liked about them, the way they've kind of been able to stay the course, live, maybe have a short memory through some tough losses they've had here recently?
I mean, they're a resilient group. You know, they've shown time and time after again, game to game, that they don't want to give up. They are super competitive, and I think that resiliency and competitiveness is going to help them push over the hump, let's say, when it comes to the on-field play during games.
We've talked about the offensive lot, but this feels like it's as deep as it's been all season with the talent you have on that side of the ball. So how do you feel about that group currently as the second half starts?
Oh, I'm super excited. I mean, guys are dialed into their plans. They're putting in great work throughout the workday, and it's showing with their, you know, minimum chase, willing to take walks, but also putting the barrel on the baseball. And not only just that, you know, moving the ball forward with some drag bunts here and there. So just an overall competitive but strategic group, I think, is super, super talented and super excited for this second half.
One talented player you just added to this lineup was Jaden LeRae. He has been very good for this team since he's gotten here. He had a really good run in Florida before he joined the club. So what kind of impact has he had here early on?
Super, super great human being. He's intentional about everything he does. He's very aware. His baseball awareness and IQ is very high. He's always in the right place at the right time, and it's not by choice, it's by him doing, it's by him being focused, lasered in, and he just provides an energy factor that you can't miss it, you know, from on the infield, you know, from the base running and at the plate as well.
It feels like now you got two very similar players, DJ Lates and Jaden LeRae, who both have, it feels like, a very similar game in terms of what they do offensively and also defense, because you've got LeRae playing the outfield tonight. He can do that as well, play the infield effectively. So it's really two really good Uber athletes, it seems like, at the top of this lineup.
100%. I mean, you got to love having those two guys in the lineup. I know I do. I get excited about every lineup that I put together. But, you know, just going back to collectively with those two being able to get on base, creating a lot of havoc for other teams, and then just the back end of our lineup. I mean, we got some guys that can swing it along, so super, super excited to see those guys in there today and in the order that they're in, but also super excited to see what the guys beyond them do as well, because they're going to be the table setters, and we're going to continue to eat.
One guy that started to heat up too recently, Jordan Sanchez, and he kind of had bad luck with injury, with the concussion a few weeks ago, and also in May he missed some time, but he's starting to really turn into form. So how important is his presence in the lineup with him swinging the bat the way he is?
Oh, it's wonderful. I love seeing him in there. I know he's had some hard times, but he's been a guy that's been continually working, continually getting better, and the game's going to repay him for it. You know, he's diligent about his process, dynamic individual, and he takes every at-bat, you know, like it's his last, and he's starting to develop something to where he understands what he can swing at, what he can't swing at, and it's shown in the game.
Last one I want to ask you about, Miguel Rodriguez. He had a third quality catcher. The way he's played has been a really good run producer in clutch spots for you. So how great has it been to get Miggy back in the lineup and fully healthy?
It's awesome. And Miggy puts the bat on the ball with the best of them. Great approach to the plate, and he's a hard out. I mean, he's dynamic when he's up there. He's going to provide some thump. He hasn't shown yet, but in BP it has. But he can spray the ball, barrel the ball to all fields. And it just provides a little further run production towards the middle to the end of the lineup.
Well, AD, we appreciate the time as always. Let's have a good second half.
Absolutely. Let's go. Thank you.
Manager Adonis Smith, back more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.